From Mouthful Media.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Wednesday already. You know what that means. It's Masked Singer night tonight.
Oh.
9 o'clock, Fox. Let's see. Who we got left? Peacock, Alien, Rabbit, Monster, Lion, and Raven. There are six left.
But the whole unicorn thing just pisses me off.
Why?
My life has been... Oh, I'm so sad and hard on myself. And...
That's because her mom doesn't give her any money.
Right?
All right. We've set this rule for ourselves.
I don't pay American Express bills.
No spoilers until 7 days.
Okay.
So last week, it was Tori Spelling who was the unicorn. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we talk about her quite a bit on this radio program right here. So.
Woe is me.
Yeah, woe is me. I wonder how much they get paid to be on Masked Singer.
She had to get paid something or she probably wouldn't have done it.
I haven't
seen a whole episode.
Oh, well, watch it tonight.
I'm going to watch it tonight. I need to see the whole thing because like I was saying yesterday, you can't do this thing unless you get halfway.
Of all of the ones performing tonight, I think the alien is the weakest, and I think the alien will be unmasked tonight. And I think it'll be Kourtney Kardashian. I'm just saying. That's my thought. Masked Singer, tonight at 9, Fox. Here you go, Fox. You owe me $5.
I haven't even seen the alien do anything yet. So, yeah.
All right. What's going on?
Well, imagine waking up to Ryan Reynolds' face.
I'm sure you can imagine that every day.
Yeah. It's not quite the way you'd like to. A Brooklyn resident was jolted awake at 3 a.m. Tuesday morning when a delivery truck sideswiped multiple cars parked on their street before crashing into their house. The truck was an Ambition Gen truck.
Oh, I get the Ryan Reynolds connection now.
So the truck was sporting the face of Ambition co-founder Ryan Reynolds on all three sides of the delivery box. Yes.
So that's how you see Ryan Reynolds when you wake up in the morning, is his Gen truck crashing into your house. I get it. Okay.
I'm not a Gen. I'm kind of disappointed because I'm not really a Gen person.
Yeah, I'm not either. I don't like Gen.
Yeah, I don't care. Ryan Reynolds.
Couldn't you have been vodka? Come on, buddy.
Right.
We need a celebrity vodka. Celebrity vodka.
Let's see here. The woman who lives in the house, she says at first she thought it was an earthquake or something like her neighbor's house exploding. The truck driver, who was found to be sober by investigation,
despite his cargo, right.
And despite the fact that he probably wanted to just jump back there and get something.
Yeah.
He says, bless his heart.
Yeah.
Oh, bless his heart. Then he swerved to miss a kitty cat.
I know. So two cars in a house and a truck.
It was good
took
intentions.
The hit for a cat.
Yes, it did.
Cat people.
Meow.
Yeah, but of course the cat escaped because cats do that.
So it's a happy ending.
It's a happy ending.
Meow. Meow.
I guess, except these people's house is now destroyed. That's what you got insurance
But the
for.
Kitty cat lives.
The kitty cat lives.
Woo.
Woo.
He was trying to do something good. It probably freaked him out, and then yet...
Well, yeah, it's 3 o'clock in the morning,
it didn't
too.
It did end well.
You know, 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Although, in New York, it's a city that never sleeps.
The city, so, you know...
Yeah.
3 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the afternoon,
right.
Really doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
So let's go back in time.
Yeah.
Way back to the night of the Golden Globe Awards.
Wow, so long ago.
Yes, it's like 2 weeks or so.
Yeah.
We reported that young Pete Davidson, he had recently been dumped by Ariana Grande after 10 tattoos and a year of dating.
Right? And an engagement ring, too. He'd given
an engagement ring.
I wonder if she gave that back. I don't know. I know she's trying to cover up the tattoos right now and apparently not doing a very good job of it. But
I guess which one of them needs more money?
I think Pete Davidson probably is not near as rich as Ariana Grande.
So?
No, she's a huge...
Oh, well, it's Ariana Grande, yeah.
Yeah, she's huge. She makes tons of money.
Okay.
He's just a comedian on SNL.
So maybe she gave it back to him out of pity or something.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
All right.
Why not?
Well,
the world may never know.
Pete Davidson
Yeah?
Oh, goodness. The cougars in the world.
I know, right?
Speaking of meow. Meow. Yeah, it's like a row. Meow. Okay.
Now, we heard about this. We heard about this, right?
He was seen chumming it up and drinking with a much older Kate Beckinsale. Kate Beckinsale. Which one is it?
I don't know. Ask her.
You don't care. You just like her.
I don't care. Yeah. Pearl Harbor. Two movies. Pearl Harbor and Serendipity. I love those two movies.
I love Serendipity.
She melts my heart in both of those movies. She does. And now she's like old enough to be his mother. Oh, my God.
I know. It's like 20 years difference or something like that.
I mean, come on. That's like Madonna. Like, I don't know, dating, think of somebody young. Oh, Ryan Reynolds. There's 20 years difference between them, too. Kidding.
Never going to happen.
Never going to happen. No. That is right. Never going to happen.
So they're at one of the parties, you know, after parties.
Yeah.
They left separately.
Yeah, I thought they were just like chumming it up and stuff. I don't think there was anything to that, right?
Well, we know from the whole French fry gate.
From a couple of Golden Globes ago.
Yes. Katy Perry and
what happens
Orlando
at
Bloom.
The after parties usually sticks, right?
There's the after party.
That's true, right?
On a smaller scale. Very private.
Very
usually
private.
Just an invitation of two that we know of because they can't report the rest of it.
No paparazzi.
So the two were spotted holding hands and leaving a restaurant Saturday night.
Oh, wow.
And I guess she doesn't have a problem with her age difference. Apparently, he makes her laugh.
He makes her laugh because he's a funny guy, that Pete Davidson.
He gets paid to be a funny guy.
Oh, my gosh, you know.
And
wow.
Now he's doing an older woman.
You know, when I was 25, yeah, I can see that. Especially if that older woman was Kate Beckinsale. Totally see that. But see, I'm like a little more age appropriate for her right now because I'm only 15 years older than she is. And that's acceptable in today's social norm.
Well, yeah, because usually it's okay with men because men are sexier when they're older. And they got that little gray about the temples.
And you know who else is closer to me in age than Kate Beckinsale?
Harrison Ford.
Halle Berry. Same. Hashtag Halle Berry. All right, that's it for us today. We got that one in. Have a great day. See you tomorrow. And
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.